Perhaps it was Zachariah's reference to my father, but for the first time in a long while, I began to think of my true home, in Providence, Rhode Island. Though I'd only the vaguest memories of the house itself, I had left it when I was six, thoughts of my mother, my father, my brother and sister were all very strong and clear. With a start, for it is a curious fact that I had not truly considered my family for a time, I began to contemplate an accounting to them of all that had happened, if I lived. With great vividness, I pictured myself relating my adventure, while they, grouped about, listened in rapt, adoring attention, astonished yet proud of me. At the mere anticipation, my heart swelled with pride. I was still basking in these dreams when I heard the sounds of someone approaching. Not knowing who it might be, I pushed myself to the back of the brig and waited. But then I heard, "Charlotte." It was Zachariah's voice. "Give us a light," he called in a whisper. I scrambled forward, found the tinderbox, and in moments had the candle lit. There was Zachariah, and with him was Keech. From the first moment I'd seen Keech, as I came aboard the Seahawk, I'd never cared for him. He was too nervous, uncertain. To see that he was the one Zachariah had brought was not the greatest comfort. "Miss Doyle," Keech said when he drew close, peering about in his agitated way, "I'm pleased to see you." "And I you," I made myself reply. What followed then was a strange council of war. Zachariah made it clear at the start that neither he nor I had murdered Mr. Hollybrass.
"But who did then?"
Keech asked, truly alarmed. "Captain Jaggery," I said quickly.
"Why, what do you mean?"
he demanded. We offered our reasons. Keech listened intently, only occasionally looking up with startled eyes at me or Zachariah, yet nodding to it all.
"Murder his own mate,"
he murmured at the end with a shake of his head.
"Do you have any doubts?"
Zachariah asked.
"None about you," Keech told him.
"And me?" I asked. He seemed hesitant to speak. "As I see it," I said, "the men didn't want to help me during the trial because you thought it was Zachariah who killed Mr. Hollybrass."
"True enough," Keech said. "We talked about just that. I'll admit I was one who said we owed more to Zachariah here than to you. Understand," he said, "where old loyalties lie."
I assured him that I did, and insisted I laid no blame.
"As you know," Keech continued, "I wasn't one of those who took to you in any partial way, not like Zachariah here. I'll confess, too, I never wanted you aboard. You'll remember I told you so when first you came."
I nodded.
"But you've proved me wrong more than once," he concluded. "So if my word means anything, you can now be sure no man will support your honor more than I."
That said, he held out his hand to me. I was relieved at Keech's acceptance. Perhaps, I thought, I'd wronged him. So then and there, he and I shook hands like old sailors. I felt a great weight drop from my soul.